So our Lord tells us we're going to find a cross. He's not saying don't love your mother and or your kids, just that I'm heaven and Jesus is more important than anything else in this world because nothing else lasts. I've had 5 funerals in 2 weeks. It sounds awful, but it hit me. You and I have an expiration date, so we better make use of life. It sounds awful, but for us, we know what the future is. Isn't it wonderful in this awful time that we're living in that we should be people full of hope, keeping our eyes above the worldly cares? And then also, it occurred to me, with Fathers Niall and Corbinian now back home, I talked to Father Niall right after he got to Austria, and it was a long journey for him, very interesting. But a thousand people were listening to those holy hours, and that was their ministry, gave hope to people during those 3 months of being locked out of their churches. All over the country, people were listening and writing to us and telling us. But you see, we gave them a platform, and we receive a reward. All of us that support St. Ed's and we have this camera and stuff, we all get a reward for what they did. We're all part of it together. I couldn't believe it when I read that. I thought, yeah, that's what it's all about. Just being kind to anybody along the road. And what a tremendous reward we're going to get. And people are looking for gold in the wrong places, and they're not listening to scriptures, and they don't understand the creator of the world just told us what life's all about. That's really cool. Well, I have two different homilies, and I used another one at the 8:15 if you want to hear it. So I thought, I'll just do both. But don't get up. One person's going to get up and leave. I'm seeing. Well, pick up your cross. Right? I'll give you one. All right. An egg, a carrot, and a coffee bean. How many have heard about this? An egg, a carrot, and a coffee bean. What's that got to do with carrying your cross? What do they have in common? I think a lot of us feel like we've been in hot water lately. If you put those things in hot water, which is suffering, each has a different reaction. The egg gets hard. The carrot gets soft. And the coffee bean changes the water. See the difference? The hard can be taken two ways. One, I'm strengthened. The other, I become a sidewalk and nothing gets in. I lose all my graces because all I do is reject the cross and curse and swear or whatever. And the cross remains. It doesn't help. You don't have to be even filled with faith to realize this. The carrot has changed. They've become more flexible. They're like a tree that blows in the wind every evening in Kaiser. They don't fall over because they've got some give and take. They have grown, or they've become soft and collapsed because they didn't know what to do with that cross. The third, and we're all going through this right now. This is very relevant. The third is the coffee bean. It dies to itself. It loses its flavor, but everybody else is blessed by that suffering, so to speak. And that's a really good analogy. And, what are we, an egg, a carrot, or a coffee bean? I'm more of an egg than a coffee bean, I'll tell you, even though I'm a priest. I do a lot of grumbling, but then you look back and, boy, was God's will was really there. Like our two missionaries, they weren't real happy when they got locked down here because their plan was not to stay at St. Ed's for 3 months. But, boy, that sure was the plan of God. And I run into these three types in every hospital bed. Nobody wants to be immobilized like Jesus. St. Faustina had a wonderful image that goes along with this of three different crosses. All the same cross in three different persons. One's carrying the cross and belly aching and griping and yelling at God and cursing life and hating his cross and rejecting it and rejecting God who permitted this thing. And the cross remains. Nothing out of it. No change. Nothing. That's a wasted life. Because the cross is going to come whether we like it or not. And who foresaw these last 3 months? I didn't. another person is carrying their cross and they're quiet. They offer to God. They don't like it. They carry it. They fall. They rise. They ask forgiveness. And that's most of us, you know. We do our best. But then the saint, which is rare, thanks God for the cross. They see the future. They know that they've shared something with Christ and that their cross is the greatest blessing that God will ever give them in their lives. And when we look back, isn't what's most valuable to us what we went through with somebody? I didn't like it when my mother had cancer and I took care of her for a while. But, you know, everything I do in ministry now comes out of that year, everything. That's where I learned what life is really all about. And at the time, it seemed like a complete disaster. But you look back, it's not these trips that I go on every so often. It was that journey with somebody that you love. And that's how we learn it, you know. We're all here. Did we learn anything in these last 3 months? Meant nobody could come to church. Did we keep coming and praying during that time? Were we really? It's hard to get into church watching TV. I know. I understand it. But we do our best, don't we? It was hard for me to preach on Easter Sunday to 10 people. Believe me, I never thought. That's probably one of the worst experiences of my priesthood. But you know what? Everybody was there. More than normal. And yet the cross was there, you know. St. Thomas Aquinas in The Imitation of Christ had a really great observation. I was in a monastery briefly. I love monastic life. It was the brethren in there I couldn't stand, so they couldn't stand me. They couldn't stand me either. I walked out on my own. I was only a novice. But it took 13 years to trust God again to get back in the business, you know. I had a 13-year hiatus. But anyway, he said, and this is what I was looking for. He said, if you go out the monastery, and this applies to you, but put it in your own terms, looking for a better place, that's what I did, and you find it, your problem, or you run from your cross, believe me, you're going to find another one, probably heavier than the one you ran away from. Isn't that true? Because if we're not being tested, we're not growing. Life is not a pleasure cruise. It is one growth opportunity after the other. We're all figuring out what life's all about. Some people think it's all about themselves. And what does Jesus say? If you live for yourself, you're going to lose everything. If you die to yourself, you gain everything. It's like masks, you know. Wearing those masks is not my favorite thing to do. I forgot to bring one for greeting people. I've got one here. I got one in the car. I had them custom made. Broke my hearing aids, you know. But I wear it out of charity, if nothing else, you know. If I get sick, the whole parish gets closed down, so I'm real careful. And I do that for you, not for me. And that's called love. You know what I mean? We've been giving food boxes out. We offered ourselves the Archdiocese because we're really centrally located. It's been a real hassle for the staff. I mean, it seems easy, but there's a lot of logistics. But you know what? Your tithes helped support what we did. The staff salaries and stuff to do that and all the stuff that we had to do. And each of you gave a cup of cold water to a little one, and you're going to get a reward. And the Lord's going to say to you in the last year of your life, thank you for that food box you gave me. Say, yeah, I mean, did a lot of things for you, but I sure didn't give you a food box. Yes, you did. It was around the corner. You weren't at St. Ed's, but St. Ed's was there for you. And that's what we were trying to do in these last 3 months, keep the church open. We opened the door back here for people that wanted to have adoration with safety, and they could spread out because that's a very small room. You can't get four people in there right now. So we opened the door, and it's a small act of charity. I can't tell you the number of people that thanked us for having the adoration of the church open on Sundays. And it was the Knights of Columbus that put themselves out. They sat there for those that were able to, that felt safe, you know, during this period. They sat there and kept the numbers in the right proportion because we were allowed 25 and in an 800-seat church, you know. And again, a small act of love. So you have to ask yourself, what in my life, where do I find those opportunities to love? I miss a lot myself, but that's what we do at the end of the day. We say, Lord, where did I blow it? And where did I hit it? And it comes in many, many different ways. So our Lord says, if you give even a cup of cold water to a little one, you are going to receive your reward. If I spend my life digging for gold and keeping it all for myself. You know what? You can't keep it. It's been tried. What do we get to keep? What we gave away. What do we live for? We die to ourselves. Father Denial, I'll put them in the homily one more time. He was making a six-figure income, and he was he didn't tell you this, but he was in charge of the most famous horse in the world for 3 months. Look it up. You'll see it on the internet. Put his name in there. You'll find the article. He didn't tell you. He gave that up to become a priest. You see, you die to yourself and find out who you really are. And he came here and got a reward like nobody's business. That was probably the biggest thing they will ever do in terms of reaching people. They died to themselves. And you are in the same opportunity with different things. It's just a parable. And it's a wonderful reading because we're all dying to ourselves, living for someone else. So many in the hospital, we can't visit them. We're worried about them. But we pray. And that's all God asks. Little things. Thank God. Most of us can't do big things for Christ. It comes up every so often. So, yes, we're going to have a cross. But how wonderful life is that he notices every little thing. And he forgives every little thing that we blow, which is a lot. So thank the Lord for the instruction book of life that we have here and the gift of our church that we have lost for 3 months. And we pray for those who still are unable to come because they're vulnerable. Amen.